today, I suppose, is the opening of the visitor centre is shown some of the investment that has been made between the seven local authorities into a regional facility, and I think that's what it's all about. It's about collaboration, and as we say in Sligo County Council and in the tourist and in Sligo Tourism, that tourists don't know boundaries, so they're not just going to come to one county and not go to another county, so we need to share our resources. And as part of that, we were delighted, I have my Sligo Food Trail hat on today as new chair of that, and Donal Healy kindly invited us to set up a stand to bring our produce, brochures, business cards. We have our monitor set up with our Sligo Food Trail video on it, and we're giving the people who are here a taste of the goods that we have on display, and we're hoping to get some of the Sligo Food Trail products sold here in the shop in Ireland West Airport in Knock. So that's fantastic collaboration, and it's a great opportunity for Sligo and Sligo businesses to show their wares, I suppose, regionally and nationally and internationally as well.
Okay. Well, there are seven local authorities involved in supporting Ireland West Airport in Knock. Do you think it's important that councils such as Sligo, Donegal, Leitrim are involved and contribute to the airport?
Well, I think it is, because I suppose there has been a lack of investment in regional airports over the years, and I suppose we all benefit, and I suppose the local authorities do benefit as well. And it's not a huge amount of money every year in the overall scheme of things and budgets, but we will get it back. We'll definitely guess, because we have got presentations on it and we've seen the long-term plans. So definitely, I have every faith in it that we will get the money back and more over the years. But I suppose you have to speculate to accumulate as well, you know. So it is. And, it might sound like an awful lot of money every year, but I am convinced that it is a good investment.